Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Andrea Duffy. Today, I am talking to Andrew Greenblatt, the CEO and Executive Director of the Philadelphia Film Society. And I also have Michael Lerman, Artistic Director of the Philly Film Society. We're talking about the Philadelphia Film Festival that is starting this weekend.
Absolutely.
Great to have you.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so excited. I got the full lineup and everything. I'm like, I just want to talk to them about movies forever.
Yeah, we won't leave. We're happy to stay.
So what is the film festival runs from this weekend through next weekend, right? October 17th?
October 17th to 27th.
It's what the Ritz, which theaters?
We use the Philadelphia Film Center, which is 1412 Chestnut. We use the Ritz East, which is the one on Front and Sansom. And then we use a screen at the Ritz 5, which is on, I guess that's Walnut and Dock.
So what are your roles with regards to the festival? Are you the ones that pick all the movies?
I am the artistic director, so I oversee the artistic decisions, which includes the film selection, among other things. And Andy is the executive director, so he is our fearless leader.
Mostly fearless.
How do you pick which films? Is there like a theme every year, or is it just like the best?
I think it's mostly that's the theme is the best, really. It's really like we're looking for a diverse cross selection of what are the best films of the year. So, you know, we go around the world to other film festivals, and we obviously get a lot of submissions, and we look at those, and we have an incredible programming team, an incredible pre-screening team that kind of sort through everything. And I don't know the exact number of how many.
Oh, I do. I have notes.
Okay.
I got a prep sheet.
Go for it.
120 films, both short and feature length, from more than 40 countries.
Oh, I meant the exact number of how many we get submitted.
Oh, your entries. Yeah.
We're in.
What we go through to get to the 120.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
We're talking thousands of submissions plus an additional couple thousand that our programmers watch on top of that. I mean, there's a lot of films that whittle down to that 120.
I personally watch something like 700 movies a year. So I don't, like, I can only imagine that the programmers would say something equivalent to that.
Yeah. That's like two a day.
Yeah. At least.
That's a lot.
At least.
But there are a lot of days where we'll do five, six, or seven a day.
Yeah.
I actually did like three a day a couple of years ago. I had a pass to the Philadelphia Film Festival.
Yeah.
And I would go, God, it was the year. There were so many movies that year. It was Shameless was there. Black Swan was there. Blue Valentine was there.
Oh, wow, yeah. That was when we were at the Zellerbach for opening night.
I know.
Yeah, it was they played the Descendants. You had the Descendants.
That was our second year. First year as artistic director.
It was the first full festival.
Yeah,
it was the 19th.
Yep.
Yeah.
There are big movies and good movies and highly anticipated movies at the Philadelphia Film Festival.
Yeah, we 115 out of the 120 films in the festival are Philadelphia premieres. They've never been seen in the city before.
I think it's actually more.
Is it?
I think the two. Well, I would consider the two restorations, the two 4K restorations,
as premieres.
Philadelphia premiere of those restorations.
That's true. Yeah. So the only ones that aren't premieres are the ones in From the Vaults, and as Mike said, the 4K restorations have not been seen before here either. So those are kind of new as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, you know, encompass some of the most highly anticipated films of the year. We've got The Irishman, we've got Marriage Story, we've got Waves, we've got Harriet, we've got so many films.
I know. I think you mentioned all of my ones that I highlighted because I'm like, oh, that one? Harriet is the Harriet Tubman movie.
Yeah.
It is.
Which I watched the trailer today and it looks amazing.
And has great ties to Philadelphia because the railroad came through here. She spent a lot of time in Philadelphia.
That's right.
Leslie Odom's character is exclusively in Philadelphia.
Yeah, there's a lot. A big portion of the movie takes place
in
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, also, The Irishman, a lot of that takes place in
Philadelphia.
That's
true. The Irishman takes place in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh, and Parasite is opening it too.
Right.
Which
we have many opening nights. We have opening nights for many different sections. So,
that's right.
The opening night for Masters of Cinema is Parasite. And It's awesome.
I hear it's amazing.
It's that simple.
Yes. It's by Bong Joon-ho, who did The Host.
Yeah, correct.
Considered like one of the best Korean horror films ever made, I think.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
modern.
It's interesting. It's interesting you said the word horror, but I'm not going to go too deep into that. But I think it's more like a fun adventure monster movie. It's like,
right. Yeah, there's right.
Host is sort of a family movie in a way.
There are good family values in that movie. It is a good movie.
And many overlapping actors. Many of the family in that movie are the family in this movie. So,
oh, wow.
So it's interesting. Yeah, he's been working with these people for his long career. So, but, you know, I think one of the greatest living directors today.
Yes.
And it opened in New York, LA this weekend, and it's tracking to be one of the most successful foreign films of all time. So I'm really excited that we're showing it because it deserves it. It's pretty great.
Yeah, the press is amazing. I don't know. I can't watch scary movies in the theater. I have to wait till they come out and watch them on my couch in the daylight. Yeah. So I don't know if I'll be able to.
Will it be okay?
Well, the reason
I say it about The Host is because I feel like this is not really a horror movie either.
This is
more like a thriller comedy movie about class. It's a movie about class, but it's a very smart, fun movie about class.
Okay. I'm holding it against you if I like get too scared and have to watch it with my hand in front of my eyes.
I would compare both of these movies in a way to kind of, you know, peak early Spielberg, like Close Encounters. Mm-hmm. Do you find Close Encounters too scary to watch in the theater?
No, I think that would be fine. Yeah, I think it would be fine thinking about it. Yeah.
So there you go. Come see The Host.
Okay. However.
The Host, Parasite.
Parasite. Parasite.
Stream The Host before you go because it is very good.
Yeah,
however,
and see some of his scarier movies like Memories of Murder, which is awesome.
Just okay.
Awesome, so.
I'll stream that now that I can do it like daylight in my house. However, on that note, from the vault section, you're showing Audition.
Yeah, which is one of the scariest movies ever.
Yes. Yes. Is like extremely hard to watch. Very, very scary. But that's such a cool choice. Like, what was the choice to do that?
I mean, I think, you know, they made a new 4K restoration. It's the anniversary.
It's 20th anniversary of the film.
And we love it. And it's the kind of movie that, like, this is the kind of movie you want to know that's a horror movie, so you kind of want to know what you're going into. But at the same time, I love springing in on people that have no idea what they're getting themselves into. It's intense.
But that's
all I really want to say about it. And still 20 years later, there are people that haven't seen this movie and have no idea what it's about. And those people, if you're feeling adventurous, please come down and see this 4K.
It's an experience.
If you're a fan of hard-to-watch horror movies, see how you handle it, is basically...
But it's a movie with no front assumptions. There's nothing in the beginning of the movie that says this is a horror movie. That's the coolest thing about that movie.
That's the best kind of horror movie.
Yeah, I know.
When it just goes off the rails. Yeah. But luckily, it's not all horror movies.
No.
I'm in a spooky mood, so I'm like,
it's
October.
Yeah.
Right. What else? Oh, Knives Out looks like Clue merged with Succession.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate and hilarious and probably the most fun time you'll have in a cinema this year, except for maybe Parasite, which I would say comparable fun level. Fun level.
And it has Daniel Craig and Chris Evans in it.
Yeah, and
many more,
Jamie Lee Curtis, Toni Collette, Don Johnson.
Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon's in it. Lakeith Stanfield's in it. Anna de Armas is in it. The great Noah Segan is in it. So.
Christopher Plummer's
in it. Yeah.
Who's not in it?
That's we could have done that easier then.
Yeah.
So there are a couple of price levels. It looks like there are some free movies.
There are. So
I see.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different ways you can attend the festival. You can buy an all access badge and go to whatever you want, as many things as you want. Show up without having to reserve tickets. If something is no longer on sale, that doesn't apply to you. You still get in. Which is great. So that's one way. It's the easiest way, especially if you plan on seeing a lot. You can buy individual tickets. They're available from our website, filmadelphia.org, FilmaDelphia.org. Also at the box office at the Philadelphia Film Center, 1412 Chestnut Street. And you can also, on the website or at the box office, claim free tickets. We have a great program, PFS on Us, where we take away any barrier to entry to the festival. We want people to come. We are Philadelphia's festival, and we want Philadelphia to experience it. And so we dedicate two categories of films, the Made in the USA category of American independent films and the nonfiction documentary category As films that you can just claim tickets, come experience something new, take a chance on a film because there's no financial cost to you, but really just come and enjoy the festival. And I will also point out, you know, if tickets are no longer available to something like Knives Out, like Just Mercy, like Parasite, like The Irishman, that doesn't mean you can't get in. It just means you should show up at the theater and get in the rush line. Every screening has a rush line. Every film, I believe, that we've ever shown at the festival has at least gotten one person in from Rush, if not many more. So please, if you really want to see a film, come to that theater 30 plus minutes before, get in that line, and you'll hopefully get to see it with us.
Yeah, it seems like you've gone out of your way to do a lot to make it available for people who just want to see movies, which is awesome.
We try.
Yeah.
That's because that's what we love, and this is us sharing what we love.
Like I said, I had the pass 1 year, and I would go down and see 3 movies a night. It was so fun.
It's incredible. Yeah. Right? It's a fun 11-day experience. You're going to see things that you've never seen before. You're going to see things that you'll be talking about forever, that you're going to be thinking about through the year. And you're going to see it with people you may know, you may not know, and have this great communal feeling of emotion and kinship and just talking about films in line. It's unlike any other film-going experience throughout the year.
Yeah, I remember when I saw, I think it was Blue Valentine. I don't think anyone made a noise after it was over because it was so sad. We all just got up and walked out oh God.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I think people will have a similar experience with Waves this year. So
okay. So Waves is the one you want to go to if you want to feel sad.
There's a lot of things if you want to feel sad. Waves Waves is a movie if you want to feel a lot of things. And it's a deeply emotional, very smart, and kind of unassuming movie in a way.
Okay. So that's also where I want to end on, too. I want to ask you for your top 5. If you had to say top 5 must see.
I feel like we'd be here all day. Look, I would say that what this really is this is our top 120, right?
it's like we've done
the job of paring things down. But if you're looking for 5 movies to see, we have our curated packages are 6 movies.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know about that.
Where
that's
you
perfect.
Can go by theme. And sometimes it's PFF sampler. Sometimes it's, what's kind of the darker cinema. Sometimes it's, international stuff. That's a good way to do it. Or pick up the guide, flip to 5 movies that maybe intrigue you. Maybe you don't know anything about. Just find out when they are and go to them. Because I think the best part of what we do here is discovery.
Absolutely. That's been my favorite festival films that I end up seeing are ones that I don't know anything about and I've got an open slot in my schedule and I'm just like, okay, I can choose between these 3. I walk into one and I'll come out and I'll find Mike first and be like, I just saw my favorite film here and I didn't even plan on it.
Yeah. It's fun.
Like in Cannes last year.
Yep. That's what it's there for.
So again, the dates are this Thursday, October 17th through Sunday, October 27th.
That's correct.
There's 120 movies that people should go see as many as they possibly can, starting at free and ending at a pass that gets you into all of them.
That's right.
Money-wise. The website is filmadelphia.org for tickets or the box office at the Philadelphia Film Center. And Andrew Greenblatt and Michael Lerman from the Philadelphia Film Society. Thank you so much for coming in and talking movies with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.